Thank you, Annetta, for the nice introduction. I will say a few words about the EOS Future project, but not the whole project per se, but more about the efforts that EOS Future is doing within the Western Balkans. So the focus on the Western Balkans of the EOS Future platform. I'll say only a few words, short introduction on the EOS Future. There was this nice catchphrase on the EOS Future website, what's in it for me, user engagement in the EOS Future. And of course, the main focus will be on how the EOS Future, what are the EOS Future activities within the Western Balkan, what are the events that we were participating before, and what are the next upcoming events in this area. Of course, I am sure that most of you already know the EOS Future project being the main project that supports the implementation of EOS, implementation of EOS Core, and building the consensus around EOS. It's a huge project, 85 organizations, 35 beneficiaries all around Europe, 40 million budget, started in April 2021 and will end in September next year. The vision of EOS Future was to provide us with an operational EOS platform that consists, of course, of data services and open research product that will be made accessible and used, most importantly, used by the European researchers. Another point is the focus on the users, of course. Engaged, facilitated, trained, and supported users are the only users that can really, really use the full potential of this EOS platform. The key principles are the EOS Core and EOS Exchange. We heard a lot from this morning presentations about this. Integration of data and services, and this the two core words at the end, the co-design and the co-creation, which means direct involvement of the end users into the building of the EOS Future. The main elements of the EOS Future project start from the policy and strategy. Then there are four work packages that focus on technology and interoperability. There is a work package six that focuses on excellent science. Then there is the work package 8, co-development and procurement. Skills and training is also a key part. There are also some people here that are participating in this work package. But our engagement, by saying our engagement, I mean the engagement of the University of Sicily Methodius behind GRNet as a linked third party, is mainly in the user engagement in work package 10, focusing on the Western Balkans. What is it, the user engagement work package main focus? To stimulate the uptake of the EOS Future results, widen the EOS user base, widen the EOS service provider base also. To co-design, again, the core words, the co-design, the EOS Core and the Exchange, the EOS Architecture, the EOS Portal, the Training Knowledge Hub, etc. Of course, all of it focused on the requirements and the feedback that we get from the users. Why is it important to us here? Well, there is a strong relations and collaboration between the EOS Future, the other InfraEOS projects, the regional projects, the InfraEOS 7 projects that we heard in the previous session, and of course the EOS Association task forces that we hear a little bit later in the Ilias presentation. UKIM started as a linked third party since the beginning of the project behind GRNet. AMRES, or more precisely, University of Belgrade and University of Montenegro joined later in the initiative of GEANT to include more NRENs or organizations close to the NRENs into the EOS Future. Our main focus is dissemination and user engagement. Here, there, in the region of Western Balkan, here I feel like home. Promotion of the EOS Confer principles, support of the communities to apply, to engage the users within different ways that I will be presenting a little bit later in the slides on the how the users can engage with EOS. And the main idea when we joined this was to use the EOS as a platform to use the national EOS events to promote all these informations and to disseminate and to interact with the users, mostly using EOS NIFOS Europe national events. And we did it on many, many occasions. The National Capacity Training in North Macedonia was the first one. Then the PhD workshop also at the University of Cyril and Methodius. We had with a joint event with the Project Quaint for the Kosovo community on the open data where we also presented both NIFOS but and EOSC Future. National End User Training in Podgorica, a face-to-face event, a hybrid event in Bosnia and Herzegovina, also National User Training. The Future of EOSC webinar, which we heard a little bit, which we will hear, I think, later in the presentations about the Future of EOSC webinar, which happened online at the beginning of June. The last event that we participated with the presentations of the EOSC Future project was the National End User Training in Albania at the end of July. Here are some photos of the hybrid events, but also of the live event from Montenegro. We will continue to do so, to do more, even more user engagement within the Western Balkan countries. We expect to have the Days of Science and Innovation in Montenegro, a multi-day event all over the country, where our partners from Montenegro will try to disseminate information and engage with the users in the whole country. We have the Open Science Days 4 in Belgrade at the beginning of November. And there is an upcoming meeting of the National Open Science Cloud Initiative in North Macedonia in December 22. So in all these events, we'll continue to engage with the users. And what is the ways of user engagement within EOSC? First is the user EOSC Future user groups. The idea of this was to collect scientists and potential users to get to start using EOSC, to get familiar with it, to get familiar with the idea, and to start adopting its paradigms and services. Currently, there are more than 300 members of the EOSC Future User Groups. I see some of them here also present in this room. They are involved in the co-design and validation of EOSC. They can influence the future development or from the point of view of their profession. It's a flat platform to meet potential partners and collaborators, to make matchmaking, to bolster the CV with EOSC-related experience, and again, to gain recognition speaking at EOSC conferences. So this is one of the ways of user engagement. The other is EOSC Future Working Groups, meant to define the guidelines and the standards for the architecture of EOSC and for the interoperability frameworks. There are four current EOSC Future Working Groups: Science, Project, and Use Cases, Research, Products, Publishing Framework, Metadata, and Compute Continuum. We expect to have even more established future working groups on PIDs, on AI, on the compatibility, container deployment, security, fair data, etc., etc. There are lots of funding opportunities in EOSC. You can find them at the eoscfuture-grants.eu in different categories, and RDI external evaluators, meetings and conference support, technical editorial expertise, standards, adoption, etc., etc., cross-disciplinary maintenance. 69 RDI grants are expected with $1 million funding. How do we do it at the West? How do we support the users beside the classical dissemination that we already mentioned? Well, we will try to support the Western Balkan research communities and get even better engagement of the Western Balkan user communities, especially in the early adopters program, the EOSC early adopters program. We have currently currently working on two research groups in North Macedonia. There is also potential in Serbia to find the researchers that will be applying for this early adopters program to become the EOSC early adopters program, that they will then spread the idea further in their research communities. Again, dissemination of the upcoming calls to the Western Balkan communities is something that we constantly do, try to spread the information on what is available for individual scientists, for groups, for institutions, depending on the call that EOSC Future is coordinating. So, thank you for your attention. That was the quick overview of the EOSC Future activities in the Western Balkans.